Emergency traffic on KSL News Radio. Here's Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, we do have emergency traffic. As you said, this is on I-15 southbound coming out of really Farmington is where you're going to start having the problems. This is just beyond Lagoon, and this is the first of two crashes. So again, to be clear, there are two crashes with emergency traffic. I-15 southbound coming out of Davis County. The first, as you come around the corner past Lagoon, you'll see this blocking three lanes on the right, only getting through on this particular accident in the HOV lane on the left. Then you'll continue your travels as you go southbound for about 2 miles, and you'll be in some traffic through that as well. But once you get down to about equal to Chase Lane or 400, little before 400 North in Centerville, this is where you'll approach the second accident. This accident is only allowing you to go through on the right. So again, the first, HOV on the left. The second crash as you're traveling southbound is getting through on the right two lanes there. The UDOT folks are still suggesting that you take Legacy as an alternative. You'll see this on the lighted signs as you approach these accidents. That looks to be like a good idea because, to be completely honest, I've been looking at Legacy in the cameras, and it looks really good right now through that area. Otherwise, as I said, you're going to certainly see this this backing of this traffic all the way back to Kaysville, nearly to Boondocks at this point. So again, once you approach this accident in Farmington, suggestion is to take Legacy as an alternative. I'm Joe Davis in the KSL Traffic Center.